You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst in Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Worst in Five Power Rankings. We did it through the football season. We've been doing it through the NBA and NHL seasons. And now we're dipping into the playoffs in those. So let's do it for Major League Baseball throughout the summer. I argued for baseball. Carlos, being a big NYCFC fan now, wanted to do MLS.
True.
But we're going to go with Major League Baseball.
Thank God.
Worst team in the league, record-wise, are the Rockies.
You suck!
I can't do it, though. I have to give it to the White Sox.
You suck!
So Rockies are 3-14. White Sox are 4-13. Oh, look, the Rockies is just a slow start, man. They'll turn things around. Things will get better. The White Sox still have the stink of last year on them, and it doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon. So with only winning 41 games it was last year, I'm going to continue to hammer them until somebody else deserves it. White Sox for me, Carlos.
You suck!
I like where your head's at because, yes, even though the Rockies only have 3 wins, still statistically they're the worst in terms of record, I also did not go with them. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You suck!
And the reason for that is they play in one of the most mid-divisions of all time, the NL Central, where it seems like 85 to 88 wins consistently can win it. Hell, the Cardinals have won the World Series with like 85 wins. So it's like, if you all you got to do is just sneak in. And Pirates fans, they got it rough, man. You got Bob Nuttington as an owner who just doesn't want to spend a damn penny. They botched this whole advertising thing with Roberto Clemente, you know, taking away his number for an advertisement. And then they had to put it back because it was like, my bad. We didn't mean to do that. We actually just meant to, you know, move it. And then they tossed out all those bricks that people had bought with, like, tributes and, like, you know, loved ones' names on them. And those bricks were found in, like, the dump. So the Pirates are a dump. They're a poverty organization. I've actually, as much as I would love to just point at my fingers and laugh at Pirates fans because they're, our, you know, my division rival, I feel bad for them. They really do deserve better. I don't think we will ever see the Pirates win a World Series, ever, in my lifetime, or our lifetime, rather. And that's pretty pathetic, so I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You suck!
I think we could do more of a job of hammering them in a little bit. Jeff Passan getting some circulation for some stuff he had to say about Pittsburgh today. Passan doing the work of good lately, I would contend. All right, best teams in the league. I'll start at number one.
Number one.
So I'm expecting you to say Dodgers, as you've been saying it's always going to be the Dodgers. I want to do that too, but for now I will pay respect to the record that the Padres have put up, 15-4 right now to start the season, 12-1 at home. The Padres have been playing very good baseball. They are atop the NL West, not the Dodgers. It's the Padres beating the schlubs tonight, as I call them.
Go scratch.
Padres at number one. At number two.
Number two.
Yeah, I'll put the Dodgers at number two. I've got no problem with that. 13-6, playing the Rockies here tonight with a one-run lead in the fifth. Number three.
Number three.
We will just round out the division. That NL West looks very good right now. The three teams with the best records in baseball are all in the NL West. The Giants at 13-5, so top three, Padres, Dodgers, Giants, and then who else? Number four.
Number four.
You know what? I'm going to take the New York Yankees. I know that a Yankee fan may have their disapproval. Not everything's perfect. There's still issues. There always are. There always will be. But the AL East representative in the World Series, 11-7. Atop the AL East, good enough for me at number five.
Number five.
We'll put the Texas Rangers up there. This could be a whole bunch of teams. Tigers are 10-8. Mets 11-7. Diamondbacks, Cubs 12-9. But I'll go the Rangers. So my top five as of the first week we're doing this. Padres, Dodgers, Giants, Yankees, Rangers. Carlos.
All right. My number one team.
Number one.
It's actually not going to be the Dodgers. I hate how simpatico we are. I'm going to go with the Padres also. I would respect the best record in baseball. They also got the best run differential in baseball right now. They've only lost once at home, and that was a loss in extra innings against a really good team. You better put some damn respect on, and I'll get to in a little bit. Padres, by the way, they're doing this without Jackson Merrill, who they signed to a big extension coming off of his rookie year. They got Bryce Johnson from the Pirates. So just imagine when Merrill rejoins the team. So the Padres will get the top spot for me. Number two.
Number two.
And same thing, simpatico with the Dodgers.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they're third in the NL West. That division's very good. Yes, their offense has been stagnant, but we know who they have in that lineup. And they are 5-5 in their last 10, but they're 7-4 against teams over 500. And they've already battled some injuries already. They're going to get back Freddie Freeman soon. They just got back Dustin May into the rotation. So the Dodgers are going to be just fine. They're going to wind up with the best record in the league. It's just 162-0 is off the table. So Dodgers at number two for me. Number three.
Number three.
Put some respect on my Cubbies. Honestly, this isn't even a homer pick, Bart.
Three.
They are the third best team in the National League. They're the best team third best team in baseball. Dude, they have a murderer's row in terms of their schedule. They have had to play the Dodgers twice. They wound up winning one of those series away from Tokyo. I don't even count the Tokyo series because that was two games. Yeah, they dropped the series to the Padres. They finally lost two straight. But the Padres are the best team in baseball. They took a series from them earlier. They're playing literally with the toughest schedule right now, and they have scored the most runs in baseball. Now, that bullpen scares the bleep out of me, but the Cubs are really good. So the fact that you don't even have them in the top five just shows how much of your Brewer bias I am not going to be able to stomach.
Yeah, I am being a hater. I probably would if I wasn't a hater. They'd probably be five, but I'm a hater.
You are a hater, and I'm glad you acknowledge that. So the Cubs for me are at three, and I'm someone who crushes my team. At number four.
Number four.
I probably really should have the San Francisco Giants at three, but, again, I think the Cubs are playing phenomenal baseball, and the Giants are really damn good, too. I didn't know Matt Chapman was going to make such a difference for them at third base. He's really unlocked another part of that offense I wasn't expecting, so I'll give some credit to the Giants. I like them at number four. At number five.
Number five.
This one is a little bit of a futuristic pick for me. I'm going to go with the Mets here. They're only 11-7. They're not playing that great, but I see the vision. Mark Vientos is off to a really slow start. Brett Beatty sucks. He's probably going to get out of the league soon. Edwin Diaz has been very shaky as their closer. They've got nothing from second base, but Jeff McNeil's going to come back. I think Juan Soto pumped the brakes. He'll be just fine. And Pete Alonso is probably one of the scariest hitters in the majors right now. So I like what the Mets are doing. I think they're going to take a quantum leap forward. And that's saying a lot considering they went to the NLCS last year. So at number one, the Padres. Number two, the Dodgers. Number three, the Cubs. Number four, the Giants. And number five, the Mets in my top five.
Juan Soto's got three home runs. He's homered in two straight games. Well, I don't know, but did they play tonight?
I don't think they played tonight. They played earlier. They lost.
Oh, he was over five.
In Twins.
Yeah, he's over. Are people having buyer's remorse on Juan Soto over there?
Yes. The New York chatters, a lot of people are like panicking, and they need to calm down. I get we're in the content business, but relax. Yeah.
They need to stop being panickins, is what I say.
Well done.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.